Well, hello, this is Jeff Gadiosi, and you're on MisplacedStraws.com, where music comes to life. And when I last spoke to my next guest, a little over a year ago, he was about to release his 25th studio record, At the Edge of Light, and embark on a tour that featured his former band, Selling England by the Pound record, in its entirety. But this time around, he's just released a live recording of one of his biggest shows. Genesis Revisited, live at the Royal Albert Hall, was recorded in October of 2013, was first released in 2014, but has now been remastered, re-released, and available on vinyl. Please welcome Mr. Steve Hackett. Steve, welcome.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to have you on today.
Nice to talk again. Thank you so much.
Now, you've played nearly every major arena in the world during your career. What is it about the Royal Albert Hall that makes it such a special venue?
Well, it is a place that has seen so many great people, so many great performers, but it's right across the arts, isn't it? It's rock, pop, country, classical, boxing matches, VE Day celebrations, all sorts of stuff, from Vera Lynn, who just died recently at the age of 103, to Farewell Queen concert, which I saw way back in, I think it was the 1960s. And so, you know, you've got all that history, and you just know that every great performer has played there at some time or another. And so there's a lot of history. When you walk on that stage, you think, well, I better be good tonight. You know, I better not be terrible. And so it was an extraordinary evening. The band were great, and the audience were fabulous. It was sold out. And there were a lot of effects. So there's a film from it as well, which was shot back in the day. But as you say, it's been re-released, remastered, and basically available on vinyl for the first time, so you get the big package with it.
And at the time you played this show, you were just coming off the first leg of the Genesis Revisited tour, and that tour, I believe, you won like Event of the Year at the Progressive Music Awards. Did you feel kind of a pressure as you go forward to make, you know, the next leg of a tour, the next set list, even better? Or do you not get fazed by kind of accolades like that?
Well, I think it would be wrong to say that. I think anyone who sets foot on stage, you know, it was that moment, you know, is it all going to work? Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter how long you've been doing it. We're all dependent on certain things. And I've seen people, you know, no matter how well known they're on stage, and then something goes wrong, and then, you know, you're up the creek without a paddle. You know, it's just one of those things. They're great, they're good. We're all subject to the same thing, so there's that. You draw the breath, and then when the show gets into its stride, there's something perceptible that happens. The band starts to relax. The pressure starts to ease off, and all the rest. But it's ambitious music. A lot of the stuff that we now call progressive, that wasn't written with the progressive tag in mind. It's just been classified that way because history sees it that way through the lens, looking backwards into, you know, the days when a lot of this stuff was written in the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
In a year's time, it'll be 50 years since I joined Genesis and then left. In the same decade, but after there were a number of albums, so there's, I guess there's a legacy there. You know, Genesis is a band that was interesting in all its incarnations, even from when it started out when they were still virtually at school, to the very last thing that the band did. So a lot of people have been in and out of those doors, in and out of those hallowed portals, but the music is what survives. You know, past all the various incarnations of the band, and I like to think that I'm keeping some of the legacy going.
Well, and it's funny, you mentioned some of the different lineups and the different people that have come in and out of that band. one of the special guests, and I should add, there's quite a few special guests on this show. I'm the legendary John Wett and, you know, Roy Stolt from the Flower Kings. But one that kind of fits exactly what you just said was Ray Wilson, who sang on the last Genesis studio record. Now, you guys were in very different lineups of the band. Did you know Ray prior to this, or was this just kind of something that came together when you did this studio record?
Well, Ray and I had already met and we talked, and he's guested with me a few times. He's got a great voice, very nice, sweet guy, and wonderful to work with him. Wonderful to work with the late, great John Wetton, who was a very close friend of mine. We'd known each other for years. I'd known him ever since he was with King Crimson with Lark's Tongues in Aspic.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just seen a show at a place about 30 miles outside of London in Guildford, and Phil was there, I was there, one or two of the Yes guys were there, and we were all pals, and we were watching Crimson. And then I went to a club in London, a music business hangout way back in the day, and who should walk in but John Wetton, who nearly joined that band. I said, "Oh, just saw you guys live," and he said, "Oh, was it okay?" I said, "Oh, no, it was marvelous." Mm-hmm. So he was seeking reassurance, and he was very, very modest, and I was saying, I thought it was great that he was with the band. He was obviously right for them. He was a mighty bass player and singer. He and I did many things together. We guested on each other's things quite a bit, and we went off on tour in Japan together at one point. So sadly missed John. I always thought, we always kind of saw John as a smiling face whenever he walked in. He always lit up the room, and that was brilliant to work with him.
And a legendary voice, too. He's one of those people where you know from the first note that it's John Wett. And
that's right. Yeah, great voice.
You know, in 2012, you put out the Genesis Revisited 2 studio record, and that record and those tours that led to this live record were kind of a turning point, it seems, because prior to that, you always played some Genesis in your set, but after that, you really started doing the full Genesis Revisited show with albums in their entirety. You know, was it just the positive reaction to things like that record and the Royal Albert Hall show that kind of led to that turning in your touring career?
Well, I was very lucky. You know, the album had an extraordinary amount of special guests, most of whom were singers. And it's quite a pressure, I think, for anyone to follow either Peter Gabriel or Phil Collins. I was speaking to Steve Winwood at one point, and I know that he felt intimidated at following them. I thought, oh my God, you know, he was an extraordinary voice.
Right.
And I'd grown up listening to him, and we were talking about that. And of course, you know, the pressure of that was extraordinary. So I thought the best thing is to have safety in numbers. Now, I know that Nad Sylvan could have done a very good impression of either Pete or Phil, because he has a similar voice and he has a chameleon-like quality, and he's even managed to sound like Richie Havens as well, doing some of the stuff that I did with him back in the day. But I guess, you know, that's just the way it is. The album went gold and took off big time, and I thought, well, you know, I could do solo stuff as well, but why don't we just concentrate on doing a show of just the Genesis stuff, bring that back for everybody. And then, so I was doing, you know, for about 3 or 4 years, nothing but Genesis stuff live, no matter how my solo albums were doing. And I was releasing stuff, and it was charting. And even so, agents and promoters were saying, well, yeah, we'd like a Genesis show. And of course, so So I got it to the point where I was doing half and half, that I would do a set of my stuff. Then we would become the other band. The museum doors would be open afresh for those well-known exhibits. And so I loved doing that, taking that back for people, bringing that dream back again. And I didn't feel any sense of compromise about it. Mm-hmm. People seemed to respond to the best of the solo material, the best of the solo material that can be performed live, because a lot of that stuff has been road tested as well. So the similarity that it has with the Genesis stuff is that there's the dramatic side of it, the dynamics, the right. loud, soft aspect. So, yeah, taking everything down to a whisper and then to a roar, all of that, which is the mainstay of that kind of music. It's music full of surprise if you're hearing it for the first time. Of course, you know, many of these songs are no longer young. You know, as I said, I joined Genesis way back in 71, you know, so next year that will have been 50 years for me.
Yeah, and you mentioned how you kind of do sort of half and half your live shows. And the last concert I saw prior to the current quarantine was your show in Northampton, Mass. on the Selling England by the Pound tour. It was, first half was your solo material, and the second half was the Selling England record. And that tour was sort of winding down, and the plan was to tour the Seconds Out live record in the fall. With all of the changes and the way the world is now, you have any idea what's going to be going on with that? Has it all been postponed? Or?
Well, rescheduled, basically. So, you know, we're at the point where there isn't the degree of certainty that everyone would like. Both our respective countries have got their problems. It seems to me that the countries that have done best are where PPE has been readily available, or there's been an insistence on people wearing face masks in public, especially on transport and places where they serve food and all of that. So certain countries are doing better than either the UK or the States. At this point, New Zealand being top of the list, you know, they locked down early, insisted on everyone wearing masks, and they're reaping the benefit of that, whereas, you know, there are thousands dying in my country and yours. So,
exactly.
You know, that's it.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what the future of live music is
whenever we will be back. I know that we're going to be back with certainty in April. At this point, the other stuff, you know, I've got some European and English, and, you know, fans are desperate to see it. On the other hand, just like when I was on tour in the States and all the venues closed down, matters were taken out of my hands. So I don't stand alone here. With this. Meanwhile, I'm getting on with recording at home. I'm very close to finishing another record. I like to keep them coming, and it's been really been a labor of love, enjoying doing that stuff.
And one of the things you've been really busy with are the Facebook and social media videos you've been putting out, taking requests from fans for solos and things like that. Does it feel good to kind of keep you sane to play those things and see the reaction?
Absolutely. You know, for instance, when I speak to my mother on the phone, I've noticed that she can't go out as much as she would normally do, and she's a very social animal, and she's very much delving into memory. And I think we're doing the equivalent of that. But today, actually, it was yesterday, I was doing one of these track chat videos, and I just gave people a taster of what I'm currently working on, something orchestral and acoustic, and I thought it might be nice just to keep with people in touch with what's going on currently with me, as well as going back and highlighting those old favorites. So I just did some stuff from, well, funny enough, it was the first track on Revisited 2, which was originally on La Marzano on Broadway, The Chamber of 32 Doors.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing that, and one or two others. It's all a blur. I have to look up what exactly I've done recently, and what was the track. You know, what were the tracks I was doing yesterday?
But it keeps you busy. Gives you something to do.
Oh my God! Know. Yes.
And prior to the world kind of going on pause, and we talked about the tour you had lined up in the fall. You know, oddly enough, the three-piece lineup of Genesis had also announced a tour that was going to overlap a little bit with yours. Did you hear from them at all when they were putting that together? Any chance that you would have joined them if the moment presented?
No. Mm-hmm. No, I we share the same agent.
Mm-hmm.
So I had inklings that that was going to happen, but mine had already been on sale mm-hmm. at the same time in the same area for about 2 or 3 months earlier. So I had my commitments, and they obviously had theirs, but it seems that perhaps neither of us will be able to fulfill everyone's dreams,
mm-hmm.
much less the dream that I know that a lot of fans have, which is the idea that perhaps that team that existed between 1971 and 75 that featured myself and Peter Gabriel might tour with the other three. The other three, of course, are augmented by others themselves.
Right.
But it doesn't look like that's going to happen. And no, the short answer is that no. They didn't get in touch and say, oh, would you like to join us for that? I think you'd have to ask them about that.
And, you know, again, we had mentioned you just finished touring, Selling England by the Pound. The next one coming up is Seconds Out. Is there a record from your past, whether it's Genesis or your solo material, that you wanted to perform in its entirety that you just haven't gotten around to yet?
Well, the funny thing is, I was very fond of At the Edge of Light. The last studio album that's done better than anything else has gone
mm-hmm.
into the charts in 12 different countries and had gone top 20 in many of those countries. And so I felt that the pacing of that record, I deliberately didn't have any acoustic tracks on it because I didn't want to slow it down. I thought, here's a rock record with lots of orchestral ideas in it. So lots of instruments, lots of people, the kind of house band, if you like,
mm-hmm.
that I've been touring with, but also the addition of guests, Shima Mukherjee on sitar and Gurley Brehm on drums, and many others. So the kind of United Nations approach to having a band that was scattered throughout the world. There's also something about the material that I'm very drawn to, and I think it was, in terms of the running order, I feel that it went with a swing, and that's something I would look forward to doing more of at some point.
Well, I have to say, on the show I saw, which I believe was your next to last show before everything got shut down, the new tracks, Met the Edge of Light, were really well received. You know, the audience was definitely into them. You kind of felt an energy go through the crowd during those new tracks, which is really unusual for somebody with your background. Usually everybody waits, you know, for the classic stuff.
Everyone waits for the old stuff. But, it's quite interesting. The Hammersmith show that we did recently, Stephen Wilson did a surround sound mix for that. He hadn't heard some of that new material. He was more familiar with my old stuff. And he said how much he liked from the current mm-hmm. album. For instance, he liked Under the Eye of the Sun the live version of that. On that show, which is going to come out a little bit later in a few months' time, that is a brilliant version of it. I actually think it's better than the studio version, and the studio version is really good. But there's something about it. It's got that live quality, but the band were absolutely on fire. They really play the balls off that one.
Definitely looking forward to hearing that. And we've been talking here with the legendary Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Steve Hackett. The new record is Genesis Revisited, live at the Royal Albert Hall. It's available digitally everywhere, but I highly recommend going to the website and getting the vinyl package of it. It's the sound on that is pristine. But it's out everywhere. You can get it online off Steve's website, off of all the streaming services. And Steve, thank you again for taking some time to talk.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure to talk with you, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jeff. All the best.
You as well, my friend. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye. Ciao.